kasama natin ngayong umaga ang Filipino artist na si Pio Abad at direct from London. Magandang umaga sa'yo, Pio.
Magandang umaga.
Ikaw ay ipinanganak sa Pilipinas at ngayon nakabase ka na sa London. Pero yung mga artworks mo ay nandito ngayon sa Sydney kung saan fini-feature ito o naka-exhibit ito sa 4A Center for Contemporary Asian Art. Para doon sa mga hindi nakakakilala sa'yo, yung mga gawa mo ay karaniwan drawing, installation at photography. Pero much of your work is concerned with the politics of the Philippines, particularly yung Marcos era. This is dating from 1965 to 1986. Looking back, where did your artistry came from? At bakit ka interested sa politics, particularly sa Philippines at sa Marcos era?
I think I've always been into art, but my family is a family of artists and politicians. So siguro doon ang galing yung combination kasi I grew up around both. And in terms of, yun nga, my artist, I became an artist because I'm interested in history. I'm interested in how we attach meanings to objects. And I think art is always a good way to reflect on those relationships. And I think my interest in history has led me to, you know, to talking about the Marcos history and talking about the politics that's involved in that history. And I've been researching on the collection that the Marcoses had acquired, you know, of paintings, of silverware, of jewelry that they acquired with, you know, with illegally sourced funds. And I think that's a big part of the show in Sydney, is trying to remind people of the amount of things that they've actually collected. And to remind people about the history, you know, behind the regime, especially now, and dami-daming iba-ibang versions of that history na kesho it was the golden age. But that's not true. I mean, we have to learn from facts and we have to learn from evidence.
At itong exhibit mo dito sa Sydney, ito ang first Australian exhibit mo. At tinawag mo ito na 1975 to 2015. Kakaiba kasi madalas yung iba may, kumbaga may description yung art exhibit nila. Sa'yo, taon. Bakit?
I think babalik nga ako dun sa interest ko in showing history. Parang art is a creative way of reinterpreting history and shedding light on certain aspects of history that maybe nakalimutan na or may mga ibang events na binibigyan ng focus. So for me, art is a way to refocus some of people's attention to aspects of history that we haven't talked about. So yung 1975 to 2015, it's my own timeline for a particular stretch of history, starting with 1975 was the year that the Americans left Vietnam. And 2015 was the year that some of the most recent works in the exhibit were produced. So the title combines the history of conflict in Southeast Asia, but with the history of my own working as an artist. So pinagsama ko yung dalawa to create this other history or this other version of history.
So apat na dekada ng istorya.
Kaya medyo malaki yung show. So sa baba may photograph taken on February 25, 1986, which is the day that the Marcoses fled Malacañang Palace. Tapos may wallpaper talking about, I guess, the history of American intervention in Southeast Asia. Tapos sa taas, there's more work, even a bigger space, consisting of postcards and silk scarves.
Mm. Isa-isahin natin itong mga artwork na ito. Kasi actually nakapunta ako doon at nakita ko nga yung sinasabi mo na yung sa baba, sa babang bahagi ng art center, makikita mo yung wallpaper na color red and orangey. At para itong camouflage ng US Army, hindi ba?
Oo. So doon galing yung design.
Mm-mm. At meron isang larawan doon sa gitna ng wallpaper na ito. Ano itong larawan na ito?
Bale, yun nga. So, yung photograph ay galing sa, I guess, one of my family's photos na I found in 2010. It's a photo taken shortly after Ferdinand and Imelda Marcos left Malacañang because of the, you know, EDSA revolution. And it shows a painting of Marcos as Malakas. I'm sure everyone will be familiar with how the Marcoses used the mythology of Malakas at Maganda to as their own kind of, their own way of imagining themselves as the, you know, quote-unquote parents of the Philippines. So, makikita mo sa photo kung gaano ka-outrageous at kabaliw yung idea. Kasi talagang, it's like a photo of Marcos as an uber macho sort of Adam figure. And I was always drawn to that picture kasi as an artist, I'm interested in how power is visualized. And sometimes, kung gaano ka, how ridiculous that visualization can be.
Mm. At isa rin dun sa mga artwork mo, yung tinatawag na decoy. Ito ay, nagulat ako, sabi ko, may CCTV camera dito. Nakakaiba yung CCTV camera kasi merong seashells na nakapalibot dito o yung nakapalamuti. Bakit mo naisip ito?
I think, yeah, medyo off-piece yung sculpture. Medyo nakakatawa. Pero I think it really developed kasi I found this clock na covered in seashells na binibigay ni Imelda sa mga fellow congressmen niya noong 2010. So I immediately associated yung seashells with corruption, with corrupting an object. So parang it changes your relationship with something. Tapos naisip ko yung CCTV, parang it's, when you see a CCTV, parang there's always a sense na you're being watched or the state is kind of observing you. So parang combining this idea of the seashells as a symbol of corruption with this CCTV as a symbol of state power, na parang it becomes this medyo weird, medyo nakakatakot na object.
At sa taas naman, or sa first level ng art center, gaya na sinabi mo kanina, may mga postcards. Actually, gusto kong basahin lahat, pero ang dami. It's 98 pieces ng 90. Postcards.
Kumuha ka ba?
Oo, kumuha ako. Ito yung kakaiba sa art exhibit mo. Kasi usually pag art exhibit, bawal hawakan. Pwede lang panoorin o tignan yung mga paintings or yung mga arts, hindi ba? Yun sa'yo, yung mga postcard, pwede kang kumuha kahit ilan ang gusto mong kunin as long as available pa siya. At kakaiba rin itong mga postcards na to kasi hindi lang siya basta kinuhanan na litrato. Ano yung essence or yung sense ng mga postcards na to?
Yung title nung installation na yon in particular, yung title niya is The Collection of Jane Ryan and William Saunders. Si Jane Ryan and si William Saunders were the false names that Imelda Marcos and Ferdinand Marcos used to open their first Swiss bank account in, I think it was 1968. At yung mga paintings, sabi mo nga, it's 98 old master paintings. So paintings from the 15th century to the 18th century. And these were the paintings that Imelda and Ferdinand bought with money stolen from the Philippine national government, diba? Sabi nga nila, in terms of figures, the Marcoses stole $10 billion from the Philippine Treasury. And some of that money was used for them to buy, you know, to amass this collection of paintings. And I think in the last 30 years, nakalimutan na ng mga tao kung gaano talaga karami yung pinagbibili nila. And yung point ng installation is to remind people of the breadth and the kind of tremendous quantity of the stuff they bought. So yung postcards, pwede mong kunin. Tapos sa likod, may iba-ibang mga kwento tungkol sa kung magkano yung isang painting, kung saan binili, kung sino yung nagtago pagkatapos nung EDSA Revolution, kung paano nakuha ulit. Yung iba fake, yung iba totoo. And I think, yun nga, I think kakaiba siya because gusto ko talagang, I wanted people to interact. And I actually invite the Filipino community in Sydney to look at it. Kasi lalo na ngayon, there's a strong push to kind of clean up or to revise the history of the Philippines under martial law. And you know, I think there's even a website, Sydney-based, called Get Real Philippines, na talagang binabago yung history ng Pilipinas para lang malinis yung, para lang makasurvive pa tong mga Marcoses na to. And I think it's important na makita ng mga tao na, you know, may evidence na ganun talaga, ganun, nagnakaw talaga sila. I think part of my, I guess, advocacy as an artist is to find creative visual ways na the public can interact with this history and remind themselves na meron talagang aspects ng nakaraan na kahit anong gawin mo, hindi mo mababago. Kasi totoo yun.
Mm-mm. At bukod dun sa mga postcards, makikita din yung 9 na unique artworks na nakasabit sa wall. May particular artwork lang na nakoth yung interest ko. Ito yung images ng mga objects kung saan merong sapatos, may eyeglass, may ilang jars, at meron din isang banana, if I have not mistaken. What do you want your audience to get from this particular piece of art?
I think, like I said, like my work, normally when you go to a gallery, right, you expect sculptures, you expect paintings, you expect photography. But my work, it takes the form of objects that we use on a day-to-day basis. Like, you know, but we have wallpaper at home. We collect postcards. Yung silk scarves is something that people often wear. And I think for me, my artwork is a way of people relating history again back to the human body, back to how we use things. And yung scarves is maybe it's not as specific in terms of the subject matters it talks about compared to the work that deals with the Marcos history. But for me, it's a collection of objects. And I think yung relationships ng objects sa isang scarf, I don't dictate what people can take from it, but all of the objects are things that I've collected myself. So, you know, the bananas are something that's always in my studio. The shoes are from the National Museum collection of Imelda's old belongings. Yung jars, also from the National Museum of the Philippines. And I think what I found really interesting when I was, because I do a lot of research in the back rooms of museums, if I'm allowed in. And I think what I find interesting in these back rooms is normally when you go to a museum, sobrang naka-organize yung objects according to time, di ba? From 1700, you have the ceramic jars that were found in the galleons underneath the Philippine seas. And then 1980, yung objects relating to the Marcos, which actually are not on display. But what I find interesting sa likod ng museums is yung lahat ng objects na to, hindi naka-organize. Parang tabi-tabi sila. So you have this, on one table, you have a whole history of the world that you're left to kind of navigate. And I think yung scarves for me is the same. I want to present these different histories on one surface. And it then becomes up to the viewer to try and make relationships between these things.
Mm. Kaya maganda para sa mga listeners natin na makita rin nila yung mga naka-display mo na artwork para lalo nilang maintindihan at ma-appreciate nila yung gawa mo at kung ano yung message na gustong iparating ng mga artwork na ito. At hanggang kailan itong mga artworks na ito dito sa 4A Center for Contemporary Asian Art?
So yeah, it's yung 4A, it's in a gallery in Chinatown. So kung kakain kayo malapit doon, daan lang kayo. It runs until July 9. It's open for another month and it runs Tuesday to Saturday. Mm. So I'd like to invite all the Filipinos in Sydney to have a look and also to take the postcards and learn some history. I think it's important na, especially ngayon na kakatapos ng election sa Pilipinas, it's important that we know our history so we don't make the same mistakes.
Oo. Nabanggit mo kakatapos lang ng election sa Pilipinas at in transition ang government at ang buong Pilipinas siguro. Ikaw sa sarili mo, do you see yourself continuing on doing artworks relating to the politics of the Philippines and why?
I think I will always be making work about politics and I think the Philippines will always be part of it because I'm Filipino and I think my understanding of the world will always be based on my experiences as a Filipino. So if I will keep on talking about politics, it then becomes unavoidable that the Philippines becomes, I think, you know, I think perhaps later on I will move on to other topics, but it will always be rooted on my experiences as a Filipino.
And for now, ito muna yung focus mo?
I think for now, I think I'm working on a few more shows. So the next exhibit I have is in London and then after that in Scotland. And it will focus less on the politics of the Philippines specifically, but the subject matter is there. It becomes part of a larger set of stories.
Last na lang, bakit mahalaga para sa ating bawat Pilipino na malaman yung history natin at magamit din natin ito para sa mga bagong henerasyon na darating?
Mm-mm. I think importante yun kasi yung history natin talagang napaka-kulay at napaka-complicated. At lalo na ngayon, I think yung mga tao na talagang umabuso sa history natin, gustong-gusto na makalimot natin yung mga mahihirap na panahon. At I think kailangan for us to be able to move forward, kailangan may mga bagay talaga na hindi natin pwedeng makalimutan. Kasi kunwari, yung Marcos na nakaw, hindi pa nabalik lahat, pero binabago na nila yung kung ano daw yung nangyari. At I think if we're equipped with the right knowledge, hindi nila kayang gawin yon.
Ito naman na hindi mo paglaban sa kanila, kundi gusto mo lang iparating sa mga audience mo na ito yung totoo at kailangan alamin natin kung ano talaga yung totoo.
I think, gusto ko, parati ko kina-clarify sa mga tao, hindi ako aktivista. I think important lang na, for me, yung the visual experience has to be enriching. It has to teach. So siguro kung i-compare yung art ko sa isa, more of an archivist. Nagko-collect ako ng mga images at pinapakita ko lang kung ano yung historical importance ng mga images na ito.
At magpapatuloy ka at aabangan namin ang mga susunod mo pang mga artworks?
Salamat, salamat. I was in Sydney for 6 days. Mas mahaba pa yung biyahe ko. But I enjoyed it. I hope to be back.
Maraming salamat sa iyo, Pio Abad, direct from London. At sana makasama ka namin ulit dito sa Sydney.
Sige, salamat. Magandang umaga. Okay. Thank you.
Ito ang Radio SBS sa wikang Filipino.